Welcome to Between Our Sundays.
This is Kenny.
And this is Chrissy, where we share real life with real people while serving a real God.
Well, welcome to episode 14. We have an extra special couple of guests with us today. We have Chrissy's brother and his wife, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. We have both TJ. Hey, TJ.
How are you?
And we have his wife, Ashley.
Hi.
And we wanted to get together and try something with a larger group and just enjoy having some conversation, sharing some real life. And
it's been a while since we've done ours, since we did it with the kids.
As a big group, yes. Yeah, and we did that last time, and we looked out the window. It was a massive blizzard for Alabama when it was snowing.
That was back in, like, January, February.
February, then. Yep, and it was the craziest thing I've ever seen for the Southeast. It doesn't happen.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
It's been a long time since you and I have had people with us.
People with us.
But gosh, it feels so special.
Yay, I do. I do feel special.
Well, we had to spend a few minutes giving them the ground rules on how the technology works, so hopefully everything comes out well, and they've both been very cooperative.
We're all using some new equipment here in the open house.
We do. It's a different room, so it sounds different. We have a kitchen table wide open, so every little bing, bang, and knock, crick, creak, it all comes through, so we will do our best and hope for the best. We've got kids that are out, so there's no telling who's going to walk through the door or what they're going to do, so just bear with us as we go through. So true to our normal protocol, we kind of have worked towards an agenda that doesn't have an agenda. We have found ourselves more freestyle.
Yes.
And going through, again, just real life, what happens. So we're on a Saturday night, so we get to do some worship tomorrow and church and bring our family with us. And very excited about that.
It's been a while since we've all gotten to be together, the cousins together. My two of the many nieces are here, and the girls are enjoying some time together, and we're all about to go to the beach for a week.
We are, some sun. That's way different than snow.
Yes.
Well, hey, let's find a little bit about you guys so that as we're talking and unfolding what we are, the people know. So TJ, who are you? What do you do?
My name is TJ Thomas. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm a senior master technician for the Subaru brand. Father of three, husband to one.
Yay.
Yeah, that's always good, isn't it?
So a little backstory. TJ and I, he holds a lot of malice towards me and my wife. Because TJ's to this day will tell everybody that his sister stole his best friend.
Yes.
So
I think it took a lot of years for him to you know, find some forgiveness in his heart.
Probably about 8, 10.
Yeah, we were best buddies. We were always ripping and tearing something apart, putting something together, figuring out how to usually soup up some version of a car.
We're modifying something.
With money that we didn't have. So it was always beg, borrow, pleading. Yeah. Yep.
We all wanted to be TJ.
But we got it. But so Subaru, that is just an amazing thing. You've been with them for quite a while now.
Yeah. Some great achievements recently, too. There's been some super awesome certifications that you've received. And
the zone champion for the Southeast.
Yeah.
Invitation to go compete on the national level for
that's
the brand.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, well, telling you've been a big deal for a long time. Now you get to believe it because it's on the paper.
Yeah, I guess I got to go do it now.
Yes.
Well, really and then we have Mrs. Thomas, Ashley.
That's right. Yeah. Stay-at-home mom.
Uh-huh.
For what? Went on 16 years?
16?
16 years. I paint a lot.
You're very creative.
More than paint.
Yes.
If it has to do with art, organization of your thoughts and creative mind, then that is you summed up.
Yes.
It is.
That.
We have seen some, we've gotten canvases from you. We've gotten shirts from you. We've gotten all kinds of stuff to include a delivery on this trip. The coolest thing that I've seen, she made shirts for all of us. On the back of the shirts have a scan me QR code with the verbiage at the bottom, turn the volume up. And as the story goes, even though we haven't got to see these live yet, apparently you scan this, she's hand-selected a song for each one of us based on our personalities.
And so we are going to wear
these roll down
proudly.
4th of July weekend, busiest spot you can be, Panama City Beach, and we're going to roll through town with these, and we're just going to watch people have a
look
ball
and laugh
at us.
Scan, look, laugh.
I love
this
it.
This
going
to be
gonna
great.
Bring
the party.
Yes. I love it. One
Pier
song
Park
at a time.
Pier Park has no idea what is coming.
One song at a time. We're going to be like a DJ's, you know, perfect dream of just run the set list off of our QR codes.
Yes. Yes. It's going to be super fun. Fun super project. Fun.
So three kids, right, for you guys, our three nieces on yep. your side of the family. We have two that are still here with us that are below the adulting age mm-hmm. and still in the high school period. Very close to our two in-the-house girls.
Yes.
Of course, we have three girls, too. One of them's much older. She is in Ohio doing great things there with her life. And then our two youngers are still slowly, begrudgingly working their way through high school, you know, best years of their life, in our opinion. And to them, they just don't like getting up, but not what today's conversation about. So we have a lot of similarity in life and context and
season.
So many times we pick up the phone and like, hey, is your kid doing this dumb thing? Because mine is. You're like, yeah, turns out they are. Hey,
they don't pick up the phone enough if we're being honest. True. And I think that's why I'm probably appreciating this time to be able to check out and just savor all the moments together and how meaningful they are, because we are in similar seasons of life. And being able to share that, it's just so important with family, and something that we've realized with most of our family being so spread out, that just this time is special.
It is. It is extremely special, and not enough of it. But I'm so glad for the opportunity.
Yeah,
so glad.
Absolutely.
The growth comes so fast, and you know, just a couple of weeks go by, and you fell behind,
right?
You know, and I guess it's been what, a year and a half for us.
It was, yeah.
But since we've last seen each other,
just coming and going, and ups and downs,
yeah,
and life taking you everywhere you can go.
And, yeah.
The anticipation, I think, for me in leading up to this trip with you guys has been, I don't know if you noticed, I felt like I was texting all the time, like, can't wait for you to get here. It's only a few days. It's this week. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really genuine. And something TJ and I, we had a conversation, it's probably been years ago, and just through some of the growth and healing through some seasons that you had gone through, I remember asking you a question. I want to say it was when you guys were in Springfield helping me get the house ready to move. And you were just sharing some of the progress, kind of opening up in some of those onion layers of healing that you were going through in that time. And I remember asking and just making the observation of, I'm not in that a whole lot. Like when you were sharing a lot about just some childhood things and different seasons of life and how you were healing through those. And there were so many people involved, and I wasn't in any of it. And I remember you saying, and it was just a couple of days ago that I was thinking on this, and I think it's why in my spirit I was just so excited. You said, well, Chrissy, you just weren't present.
Mm.
And I get emotional because I wasn't. It was really true and raw. And it wasn't in a mean way that it was shared. It was just the rawness and the realness of, it's not that you did anything bad. You were just older and in different seasons, whether you were a young mom or chasing life outside of home. And you were, you know, I was kind of the Kylie and the Sarah. If we're gauging, you know, kind of comparing, I was the older one doing the older kid things, and I wasn't present. So I just found myself pondering on that recently, of how life can get so full and life can get so busy, and we can get wrapped up in all of the stuff and not take the time to be present with people that are important to us. So I found myself a couple of days ago, and even Lex today, I said, I'm glad it's your birthday, and I'm glad that you asked to come to Aunt Chrissy's house, because mm-hmm. I really miss you guys. You know, it shouldn't be that way. And maybe it's just this change in where we are recently and just the perspective and the heart posture and the intent, it's not that anything's bad or that anything is wrong. It's just life is so full in our seasons of where we're at. So I'm really thankful for the time and this ability to just share life and kind of disconnect from the busy.
And I love the two big things that were brought up just in that open conversation. We have one very big idea of growth and so many branches that we can take off of growth, professionally, personally, financially. I mean, that has so many facets to growth. And then we have presence. And you can't do one without the other. You can't grow unless you're present. So many times people are like, hey, I'm here, I'm plugging away, I'm doing the things, but I just don't feel like I'm growing. I don't feel like I'm advancing. I don't feel like things are getting better around me. And when you pull away from that a little bit, you can stop for a second and say, well, am I being present though? In the moment, am I working on growing to the point that I'm here? Am I understanding? Am I seeing what my environment holds? Am I watching the cues? Am I watching the things in the places? Am I seeing what is around me? So growth is what we're all meant to do. You know, otherwise you become, you know, stagnant or otherwise known as dead.
Mm.
So, you know, and of course people are like, well, I'm okay where I'm at. I would submit there's a lot of falseness in that statement. We should always be on a path of advancement in some way. And again, it's not that we're saying it's not good enough. It's not saying, hey, God, what you've given me is not okay. It's God didn't put us in a place to sit still. God didn't put us in a place to just hang out. And it's like, okay, man, you talk to enough people, you won enough souls, good. You know, you met your quota. That's not the Jesus that was out there. He's like, no, this is not who I made you to be. I made you to be greater than anything you've ever seen in your life. The greatness that is around you, it's there. But you have to want it. You have to grow it. You have to be a part of it. And if we take this another layer wider, growth is dependent on the environment that you have yourself in. A farmer can go put seeds in the ground all he wants to. But if he fails to have prepped that soil prior to that, if he fails to nurture the seeds while they're in the soil, if he fails to protect the crop as it continues to bud and seed and go from little tiny things to much bigger things, then growth didn't matter, because at the end of the day, that growth was either stunted, stopped, or taken away too short.
Mm-hmm.
And so that environment that we have has so much to do with that. And again, when you find yourself present, when you find yourself admitting yourself into the presence, you begin to see, hey, am I in a growth environment? Are the circles that I'm running in, people, places, and things that I need, are these supporters of growth? Because I can promise you, and we spoke about this in our last podcast, so many times you have a circle, and when you begin to grow and you begin to move away from where you were, and again, I use the word elevate, I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but when you begin to rise up in positivity, in life, and in place, you leave some people behind. Because they're not willing to grow, or they're not ready to grow. But that can sometimes breed some very negative feelings. And you find people in your life in a circle that you thought you had, and all of a sudden they're not there growing with you, and they're grabbing onto you, but they're not grabbing onto you for the ride. They're grabbing on you to pull you back down.
Okay, Kenny, you're talking a lot. So why don't we let our guests talk?
What would you like to put in?
Well, how about we put you guys on the spot? How's God moving in your family lately?
Mm. Well, he just brought us through a season, through a wilderness. You know, we stepped away from a church that we helped build for, 2 years?
2 years.
And chose to step away just because we didn't feel like the church was at a place that could offer the openness and how an openness in what they were comfortable allowing to be displayed in their church as they grew from a startup. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things that some people get uncomfortable from, you know, like speaking in tongues, or, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, someone that's starting a church from the beginning has a lot of things to protect. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's a brand new congregation, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, they have different perspectives of, you know, we don't want to do something that's drawing the attention to ourselves over drawing the attention to God.
Right.
And there's a perspective there that that could do that. And that could run some people off because of their uncomfortableness from, you know, that aspect of worship. And I wanted the kids to experience that. I felt it's in the Bible, it's present, it's valid. And it was a huge part of my spirituality growing up, being exposed to a grandmother that regularly spoke in tongues.
That's, you that know, is so, a like, very, very popular topic that I go back to Mama a lot in my walk.
And there's no way that I can, even being 5, 6, 7 years old and experiencing those moments with her, that I can't say that that was false or not real because, you know, he was there in presence.
But,
in,
you know,
in those moments.
And while you have to be very careful in any kind of growth scenario, Kenny and I have talked a lot recently about ministry and church, and while it is a it's a very cautious place because you don't want to run people off, and we're talking about building a kingdom, it is still a business, right?
Yeah.
And you want to grow that business. So what do you do in growth? You educate. And that's the part that I think is missed in a lot of growth is we want to talk at you, but we don't want to talk with you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that specific topic is one that I'm so thankful for a church that is very open to talk about, because speaking in tongues is just one of many gifts that the Bible discusses, but there's so much wrapped around worldly in speaking in tongues that a lot of people don't understand that there's multiple levels of speaking in tongues. There are two different types of tongues. There's a prayer language and there's a tongue that requires interpretation.
Correct.
So when you get into the Bible and you really start educating yourself on that specific gift, if a church core isn't ready to address that, I'd kind of step back and be like, okay, we need to figure out how to address this because we can't not address it.
Right.
It's biblical.
Right.
You
right.
know? So it can be a messy part of growth, you know?
Yeah.
And I can see it's just so important. So I can understand.
So it was a year off from there.
Yeah.
We tried one other church and that one didn't fit. And so we just kind of winged it and did our own thing and tried to stay close to him and worship and, you know, maintain. And I really feel like even though we weren't in the church, I mean, he is with us more than we had felt him in our marriage and in our home on a personal level.
Absolutely.
Than we had before.
Yep.
That's amazing.
And, and he brought us through that wilderness back to a place where we were able to go back to the church that we helped build and bring our kids back to be with their youth friends and people that they're comfortable with and not have to readjust to a new church and a youth group. And
community is important.
We were able to pick up right back where we left off as far as serving. You know, nothing really big changed.
They were still family.
They were still family.
It was
good just
people.
Right back into where we were.
But think about the growth. We'll go back to that word of what maybe took you away in a season of distance.
Mm-mm.
Because let's go to the Bible. Jesus took 40 days to go to the wilderness.
But it was much more intimate.
Exactly. And you need that time away to re-identify where is my relationship with God. But who's to say that God doesn't use you in this position where you are now? Maybe he was readying your heart to be a place of education and growth within the church, within topics that may be tough.
Yeah.
So maybe God leads you outside of your comfort zone to dig into the word, to be like, what if we start a men's group that can talk about this, that we can get into a small, intimate, private place? Because truth be told, the men in our church are so important as leaders of our home, as leaders of our families, as fathers, as husbands. It's so important, and understanding these gifts is so important. So who's to say that this isn't a big circle picture of growth? And I needed a time away.
The growth for me in that year was perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, we had a moment on the couch where he pretty much paused me in my tracks. And I told Ashley, I said, this is going to come out. And I haven't pondered on this, but there is a message and it is, I'm just going to speak. And I spoke on the couch to her, just me and her, like 10 o'clock at night for what, 30, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole message was about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like the revelation at the end before we went back to church was, look at it through my eyes.
Yep.
He's telling me, look at it through my eyes.
Right.
Stop looking at it through your eyes. Quit trying to understand their perspective. None of those things matter. What matters is mine. Yep. What do I say? How do I see it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And as we start looking at it through his, I mean, all the answers fall into place.
Right.
And doesn't it change the way that we approach it? You know, I think we can all agree that sometimes we get very invested in the busyness of church. We get behind the scenes a lot. We volunteer. And sometimes the things that we had good intentions to do, volunteering or serving in, sometimes become a little harder to do because you're tired, you're exhausted, you don't have as much support maybe as others. But when you take that very same statement and you say, let me look at this service or this point of giving through the same eyes as Jesus. It's like, look what he gave us so that we can sit here and do this. Don't I have it in me here to give everything today for everybody else that is going to be here today? Yeah. Isn't my piece, whether it's behind a curtain or straight out in front of a pulpit, aren't they all equally built for the same pipeline of channeling God's word and God's message to some person that needs that?
Mm. It's not that we have to, we get to.
Absolutely.
And that comes from Pastor Brad's wife, Renee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's always trying to shift our perspective to, I don't have to serve today.
I get to serve
today.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's
and
huge.
I think, and it's really important to have that mentality, but also in a world of balance, we have to recognize as well that we need that filling. So if serving is exhausting our spirit, we have to be intentional to find the places in our life to be filled, whether that's coffee once a week with a great friend or lunch with a trusted
family
guy.
Family trips to the beach.
Finding the places to fill your spirit and staying full, because we're called to serve from a place of overflow. And if we're not serving from that overflow, it becomes
a duty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like I have to do this.
The genuinity goes away.
Yes,
it does. The glorifying him goes away.
Right.
Because then our attitude goes away.
It's more of an obligation. Like, okay, if I don't go today, then this isn't going to get done. And that's not... So finding that balance in our lives, and it's not just with church. That can be with anything. Mm. I love hosting. I absolutely love hosting. I think about Mamaw frequently because Mamaw's house was always open. If she always had chicken ready to fry up make you some mashed potatoes and whatever that red marshmallow salad crap was that she made, but ugh, it was so gross, but she was gonna make it. She was gonna make it. And I think about her and the gift of hospitality. It is a gift.
It is a gift.
It has taken me a lot of years to understand it and really embrace it. I love hosting. We have a beautiful home.
You basically say, bring all of your chaos and I'm going to stay cool and feed you.
Yes.
And I'm going to love it.
And I'm going to love it and be filled. But I'm entering into a season where I have to step back. And I feel God calling me to step back. And it's a bit Not that it makes me kind of sad because it is something that fills my spirit, but I also am really excited for what God is doing in this next season. And I feel like my word this year has been obey. And I feel like if I continue to say yes to all the things we think we're in our walk, that's what God calls us to do. Just say yes, like do, you know, just keep doing it. And that's not, he doesn't tell us that we have to say yes to everything. And being able to say no, or being able to recognize that and having the discernment that, okay, this is God speaking. God is leading me on this path this season. I don't know what it looks like. And being able to trust and have faith and obey. And that's kind of hard because I'm the logistics one. I'm the let's plan it out. I need to know the details. All right, God, I'm all in. Use me where you want to use me. Send me where you want to send me. But please tell me all the details in getting there. And
well that's the
it
test,
doesn't look you, that. It's not that way.
He said, child, you have done so well and been so faithful with your eyes open. Now let's see if you can do it blind.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel that season right now of both of us have talked about this a lot recently of really feeling, send me, God, send me. It's our
but
verse.
It's in so many different places in the send me category. And some people will tend to lose that thought of send me. It's like, well, that means I need to be a missionary. That means I need to stop working and I've got to go to the fields. You know, I've got to go out, I need to be in another country or another place. That's God sending me. If it's anything short of that, then it's just, you know, having a conversation. And, you know, Ashley, you know, much like Chrissy, you've got one of the most important jobs ever as mom. Like you get to interact with a bazillion people in the fact that you are able to be a part of school events. You're able to use your gifts and talents. I hear about the things you do for customers in painting, you know, mirrors on walls at, you know, big fitness gyms and things like that. And so you are naturally exposed to conversations, the people that may or may not ever see the front of a church or the inside of a church for that matter.
Right.
And so when we talk about that, send me, like, you're in a very unique position to get to have that exposure to a different group of people in a mission field that's active right around us.
Right.
How do you see yourself in that?
You know, I haven't really thought about it in that aspect. Just because I'm normally, it's like a form of worship, you know, when you're doing something like that. But now that it has been brought to my attention, I think it tuning in a little more, like we talked about before, being present. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a big opportunity to just love on people, just listen.
Having your own testimony on the tip of your tongue,
yes,
and very well pondered on and prayed over, that's been the biggest reach for me. And you know, you say send me, he sent me back to a dealership that I worked at once during my toxicity before recovery, and gave me the opportunity to go back as a changed man, and seize the opportunity and do it right the next time.
Which is
now.
People don't want to see everything perfected. You know, we have this concept of like, I can't present until I've got all my junk together. They're not really interested. They want to see the mess. And again, it's not about drama. It's about the relation comes in the mess. It's like, oh, you're an actual human being. Like you have trouble too. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a minute? Let me sit you down. Let me have a conversation with you. You're going to see a mess.
Mm-hmm. But truth, if you're sitting down and talking to someone who says, my life has been grand and wonderful, and I've had no trauma, and my childhood was great, and my parents are wonderful, and
you'll find they're shallow.
Do you connect with them?
You can't. How
do you? Yeah. But where do you connect with people? You connect with people in the low, within the valleys, in the junk, in the trying times, because people want to hear how you got to the other side. Mm-hmm. They want to hear that you faced it, you overcame it, and you moved through it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
gives them hope.
Because how many people, and something I have shared with so many, because I'm so passionate that God knows all of our steps before he's gone before us. Mm-hmm. He knows every single thing that we're going to go through in our lives. He knows that we have free will, and he knows that that free will is going to bring decisions that we make that are going to take us off the path, that all of this he knew was going to be our testimony. So God trusted me to go through all of the things that I've gone through in my life. He trusted me, he had faith in me, and he knew that I was going to one day stand up and share it with the world, because there's somebody else going through the same thing. Depression, abandonment, teenage motherhood, sexual abuse, a lack of self-worth and confidence, and all of these seasons of life that a military career that he knew, I'm going to walk you through this because there is someone that is going to be younger and going through the same things, and your testimony is going to help someone else. Mm-hmm. So when I look at you guys and I've seen the path that the last 16 years have brought you guys, to see where you have come and what you've overcome and where you're at today is just so... it's an honor to watch how God is using you, because even though we don't talk as frequently as we should, and we don't spend time together as frequently as we should, if just in the glimpse that I'm getting of your life and what it's showing, I can only imagine for those that are a part of it every day to see the impacts that you guys are having on those around you.
So can I ask you a question then? Everybody gets to tune to the question. You said something earlier, say, hey, listen, I'm a very organized person. I've got to know the steps. I got to know this. You give me a plan. I need to know my, I want my, I don't think anybody will necessarily all get this, but the map quest. I need my printed set of directions so I know where the turns are along the way. Now we just go and follow a blue line along the way. But
GPS.
You said, hey, I need this. I need this direction. If you had that, if God said, fine, you know what? 23 years ago, here it is. I'm going to give you the whole book. You're going to get all the things, top to bottom, beginning, middle, and end. You get to read all the chapters. This is where you're going to be to this very moment right here. Do you think you would have like, hey, you know what? Actually, I'm good. I'm going to give you your book back. Somebody else is probably more qualified to do that. I'm not sure I'm going to make it through that. And even though you've got the whole book in front of you and you're like, okay, I know exactly where to navigate. You've given me, it's like, I don't know if it's worth my time, or I don't know if I have the, you know, I think it's kind of an interesting dichotomy of hearing this whole conversation full circle in that this is who I am. This is how God I want, you know, and then got, what if he did? Right. What if he gave us all of that? And he's like, okay, fine. You get it all.
No, I probably wouldn't choose it.
I wouldn't choose it for myself. I'd be like, oh no, not
so
a chance.
Olivia and Evelyn just the other day were having a conversation, and I think it was some kind of Instagram reel thing where it was like a question of would you go 10 years back or 10 years forward? So Olivia's like, okay, well, that means I'm either 6 years old or 26 years old. And I'm like, well, I am definitely going back 10 years. Like, I would like to go back 10 years. And they're like, and they're giving me all of this. We're all debating this back and forth, you know, and it was a quick conversation, but it was a really cool conversation because Olivia looks at me and she's like, but mom, if you went back, because I kept saying, I wish I could go back and be a different mom for you guys. I wish I could go back and be a different mom for Kylie. I wish I could go back and be in love with Jesus and seeking a relationship with God and following my faith faithfully. Like, I wish I could go back and be that mom. And Olivia said, but who's to say we'd be where we are right now if you had done that? Right. You know, and, right. and to have your 16-year-old kid, there is a purpose in the pain. And that's just so, it's so right. I mean, if God were to tell me right now what I have to go through to get to success in 10 years from now, I'm probably like, I don't know about that. We wouldn't choose it. So we've got to put the blinders on and be like, all right, God.
Well, it's kind of when we get to do a lot of fun stuff. You know, Christy and I, we do, you know, a lot of running marathons, and we go into it. We know the exact length of the race. Like, you walk to the starting line knowing exactly how long it is. It's not like it's a surprise number. Hey, it is exactly this distance, 13.1, 26.2, whatever distance we're going. But we don't start the race with every bit of effort we got. We start it slowly, and we take every step, and we take every turn. Like, hey, let me just get through mile one. Then I'll worry about mile two. Then let me just get through mile two. Then I'll worry about mile three. And we keep walking ourselves slowly through these benchmarks, not even worrying about what we already know is ahead. I already know the finish line is coming. But I also know in myself, if I don't stay in the present right now, if I don't invest in my body, in my spirit, in my motivation, and everything that's happening right now, mile 24, 26 is not going to matter because I'm not going to get there. I'm going to miss a step right where I'm at, and it could be a catastrophic step that's going to prevent the rest of that race from occurring.
I've pulled up this verse because I it's one of our main freedom verses, and I just love this verse. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. And that's Revelation 12:11. I love that, the word of their testimony. Like, and this study Bible, I just love this study Bible. It says down here for that verse, the critical blow to Satan came when the Lamb, Jesus Christ, shed his blood for our sins. Christ won complete victory through his sacrificial payment of the penalty we deserve. He died in our place. The victory continues through the sacrifices we make because of our faith in him. As we face the battle against Satan, we should not fear defeat or compromise with evil as a means of escape. Instead, we should loyally serve Christ, who wins the battle for us. Like, that's life. That encompasses exactly what our intent and our perspective should be.
We don't have to even battle. All we have to do is maintain our faith and believe.
Yes. Something that changed in our conflict, because, you know, let's be real, marriage brings conflict.
We get some practice.
It's less and less the older we get, but...
That's because I'm wearing you down.
No, it's because I know that the battle is not against you. When the spiritual warfare sets in and Satan is trying to divide and conquer our home, having the ability to look at you and say, the battle is not against human. It's not, this is not a battle against husband and wife. This should be a battle of husband and wife against the spiritual warfare. Yes.
It's that teammate mentality.
It's unity.
When you put yourself, it's like, hey, we are on the same team, right?
We are one.
Yes. And when we stay united, that's where the power comes. So the power in our individual testimonies and how we bring those testimonies together and then use those for kingdom work. And that doesn't always look like in the church. And that's something for me that I've realized recently is not realized, but I kind of feel like I gauged, like, okay, I have reached that space with God because I'm serving and I'm meant to be serving in XYZ position. Realizing that I've been seeking this thing, like putting myself in this box of, well, you're following God and you're not working and you're volunteering and this is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I put my vision in this little box and I didn't go to God to say, God, where are my strengths? What gifts have you given me that you have so graciously given me to pour out into the world to do your kingdom work? What gifts do I have? And I've put myself in this little box of saying it's supposed to be serving at church or serving in the community or serving here or serving here or serving here. When God's like, I've given you a love of this field of work. I've given you this love. I don't know what any of it looks like long term, but I know that it's a passion that's not, you are a mechanic. You are a businessman. You are an artist. What am I? I always define myself as a wife, as a mom. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm a daughter of Christ. That's most important. But what gifts has God blessed me with? And He has blessed me with a knowledge and a passion for law in a way that it's just, I can talk about it for hours. I can dive in and teach you. And it's like when I hear you talk about mechanics, or I hear you talk about business, or I hear you talk about art, it's a passion. It's not just, yeah, I know how to do this. Kenny knows how to do computer programming. Okay. Is that your passion?
No.
But talk about business with you and you light up and you don't even think about it. You don't even think about it. It's like your mind goes. You too could probably have a random conversation about a random idea that could be a random business idea in 5 years, and you too are going to light up with excitement. I think you have more business in you, but I think it's going to be a pull you outside of the box. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to stretch you, but I hear conversations. You're passionate. You're not just a mechanic. It's your gift. Yeah. Artistry. It's your gift. It's like, and I talked to you a little bit about it earlier of watching and how it's flowing freely right now because your spirit's free. You're not overthinking it. You're not overthinking life. It's just, so when we're looking at these gifts that God's giving us, this is a part of our testimony. This is a part of our, who we are as people of, gosh, I have caged that up. Why did I cage that up? Because I was too selfish and I was too prideful and I was making life about me instead of making it about Him.
Mm.
Isn't that what we do? Because it's not about us.
We always want to admit our junk.
Right.
Because we don't want to feel the shame or
refill
whatever that feeling was. But really, that's where all the power's at.
And how much do we underestimate confidence? Because if we're not confident in ourselves and we're second guessing ourselves, we're not doing His work. It's kind of like we're slapping God in the face. Like,
that's a perspective.
You know, it's like, but by
what is that perspective for you?
It's so artists are generally speaking, you know, you hear that they could be critical of what they put out. And I'll say that I am probably my worst enemy with that. But with that perspective is if I'm in the zone, if, you know, it's flowing freely, then it's not me.
Right.
It's Him.
Right. You can nitpick it all day long.
Yeah.
You can nitpick every single stroke you can pick.
Yep.
And don't we do that in our lives? It's like this drive for perfection. This is something.
But you never finish the project in the pursuit of perfection.
No.
Like, and then you don't feel fulfilled internally because for us as humans, we really do have to complete that circle. It doesn't matter what process it is. It could be making a meal to getting your morning routine done. It's like you have a process behind everything in some way, shape, or form. And if you ever don't get to the end of that process where you get detoured in pursuit of the end of that process, you just have this overwhelming feeling of undone.
Mm.
And now that carries over and ripples into other parts. And now that messes up another process or it takes confidence away or we could talk on how that ripple effect has forever, but you know, that pursuit of perfection is in itself. Sometimes it's kind of a weird way of looking at it, but sometimes Satan can jump in that profile and try and make you so good at something that you become so perfected in it. And now all of a sudden your perfection actually becomes your enemy.
Mm. Yeah.
He manifests himself in that way to say, I'm not going to bring any badness on him. I'm going to watch this thing because I know they're going to eat themselves alive. And I'm
because
not,
then you build a pride
and then
that
you get nothing
bigger.
Out of it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, but when you're in the moments and you're in a growth mindset and you are present, you can step back from these things and you take that over the top vision, that wide angle perspective. What'd you call it earlier? The 0.5. We were taking a selfie.
Yeah.
The phones have this thing called a 0.5 that the kids love to do because somehow it makes your forehead look like an alien. But it stretches the camera out to a not natural aspect. So it's one level back. So it's like a zoom in reverse and it makes it that much wider. And sometimes you need to jump back in that 0.5 so you can get that extra little bit of vision to your left and right. Oh, there it is right there. That's right. I was missing that because my purview was just shallow enough that I didn't see that. You know, and sometimes it's even wider. Sometimes it's I have to stop and turn left and turn right and say, what is right here beside me that I'm missing in my peripheral? Because I'm moving forward. God's got me moving forward. But if you don't stop and take a minute to observe what is around you, there's going to be tools and parts and pieces that you're needing that you're not going to get.
But you can get so wrapped up in yourself that you're just pushing forward and it becomes self-gratification and not kingdom gratification. Like you lose perspective because maybe things are going so well. And I think sometimes we have the road bumps and we have the struggles and the trials to pause us, to get us back in alignment with him so that we can get back on track.
I think so too.
Yeah. How long have we been talking?
Oh, we're at about 47 minutes.
Wow.
So we got some time.
Okay.
We got some time.
It goes quick.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, it's just conversation, you know? It's just.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to just talk, speak the truth.
This is a fun part for us because most of the time it's like first time conversation. Like in the beginning of this, it's.
We would sort of rehearse it and we would lose so much good content practicing. And then we'd forget what we were saying. Because again, in all good faith, like, hey, we want to try something good. We want to do this right. We want to have the right equipment so it sounds right, so it's palatable for somebody to listen to, so it doesn't sound like something that you know, a 10-year-old put together. No offense to any 10-year-olds that are killing it at podcasts, but, you know.
And they are.
There are some, you know. Yes, we'll just leave that one alone for now. But we just wanted to try it. But then we started finding ourselves as like, well, okay, here's a full-blown transparency. I'd be in the mood. I'm like, hey, we need to podcast. I got stuff bubbling in my head. We got to get it out. And she'd be like, well, what was it about? And I was like, I don't know yet. I don't know. Let's just hustle and flow right here. And she's like, no, we got to have a plan. You got to tell me what it's about so I know what to walk in. And I'm like, I can't spit it right now. I don't know how to put this on paper. And if I take the time to do it, it's going to be 3 days and I got to get this out now. And then I'm going to get busy and forget or just, I'm going to lose the motivation behind it. And so these last couple would be like, nah, let's hit the red button. Let's go. We'll figure it out. And you know, when we do invite people in, one of our disclaimers is, well, this isn't a stop and edit version. You know, this isn't, hey, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to go down that detour. I'm going to pause. Well, I'll edit that out later. No, there's no edits. There's no edits. I want it to be, we want it to be what it's going to be. Because what you think is a mistake might be a Van Gogh brushstroke of perfection. And if somebody's going to go, oh gosh, look at that piece of absolute majesty that came out of that. It's exactly what I needed here. And you're like, what did I say?
And I don't know that any of this here. So tonight we can look at this as maybe an opportunity for the four of us to grow closer in a way and an avenue that I'm not sure in any of our years of friendship and just growing together that we've had these kind of, I mean, we've always had great conversations, but like just wholesome, meaningful, spiritual growth, real conversation. Like, it's just so uplifting. Like, I feel like I'm going to walk away from this just feeling full. Mm. So maybe God's just using this for us, but maybe God's using this for the one person that we have no idea who it is that's going to download this episode. And maybe they have a tough relationship with a sibling or tough relationship with a family member. And this is encouragement to reach out and call them or reach out to a friend to have lunch or have coffee and rekindle, or you just don't know what God's intention is for these moments. And I think that for me is just so.
And again,
honoring.
I don't know if you even need to know. Sometimes you just being you, and you just letting your naturality fly, and just again, I don't want to say that is an unfaltered point of view, because sometimes you can be too much. We can all be too much for certain situations. So it's not like a filterless, like, hey, you get me, just like I got, because God said, it's like, yeah, okay, you have to have some discernment. But in general, sometimes when we think about, you know, who we are, and we don't overthink what we're going to be for a moment, God takes that and he maximizes. It's like, okay, here it is.
This is kind of outside of the box for both of us. This isn't like we've had this dream of being podcasters. Like this has really been an obedience thing.
We just started having conversations, and the more we had personal conversations, like, we should probably let other people hear this, because we're going through stuff that somebody else is in or is going to be in. And again, truth be told, and maybe you guys can walk away from this, I'd love to hear after I finish this statement, but we kind of get more therapy together in a podcast, because it's like I said the other night, she's like, I love doing this with you on air. And I said, me too. And I said, but I bet it's because you get me caged in a box for 50 to 60 minutes with no distraction. It's all recorded, so I have to eat my words later and be like, oh yeah, you said that, you know? But it is presence. It is dedicated time. It is on purpose. And when you take the moment to do life on purpose and do it with others, you know, it multiplies in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So do you two, I mean, real quick, do you feel like, hey, I'm walking away from this, like, I feel this is great. Like I needed to have this conversation. I don't know if I would have had this in another forum. I don't know, even if the mics weren't going, if we were just sitting on the couch, which are 2 feet away from us, would this have turned out the same?
Oh, I feel like it's wonderful. Like, I mean, you don't know that it's not someone 10 years down the road that stumbles across this episode.
Yes.
It don't have to be right now in this moment. It's time stamped, it's saved, it's archived, it's out there.
Yes.
To be searched for, stumbled upon. Like, you're planting the seed. The seed is out there. This is all these are seeds that are leading people to what we have found that's changed and transformed our lives. Mm-hmm. And how could you not want to share that?
Yes.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
And it's something, again, that is very outside of the box. It's very stretching for me because
it's vulnerable.
It's vulnerable. And
well, you so many times in an episode, you're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, no, I'm firing it off. It's going live right now. It's in the internet. It's out. And I'm going to take it one step further. It's on Facebook now. There it goes. It's done. And that means it's for real. When it hits the socials.
The other night was pretty raw and pretty, like, it was some raw. I feel growth. And for that, it's because that growth is coming in a new way. It's a bit uneasy, and I'm trying to make sure that the discernment is there, that I'm speaking Holy Spirit words and not Chrissy words. Mm-hmm. That I want to be sure that nothing I say could stumble someone else, because that's not our intent, you know. Mm-hmm. And making sure that we don't ever lead people the wrong way, and anything that we're sharing, and making sure that our focus and our intent and our hearts are always right in what we're doing. And I think that doing life together, and I think that we could probably do 5 episodes over the next week, just sharing our 4 testimony of the years of ups and downs and family and kids and so many things that we have overcome to be to this point. I think that it would be a huge benefit to so many people, because I think that that's where Satan targets his families and the brokenness.
As soon as he can separate you, as soon as he can get you off by yourself for a second. I mean, it's a typical hunter mentality. I don't go after the prey that's in a group, because they are naturally going to circle the wagons and protect, you know, the herd. I wait for the one that separates, the one that's off by themselves for just a second. And
But I think something that we can all see is different seasons of our lives where we were the cause of disunity. At any different season, we can be the cause of disunity. And if you really look in those seasons for myself, and why was I the one that was causing dissension within my marriage, my family, kids, parents, siblings, whatever? It's a lack of confidence, it's a lack of faith, and a lack of trust. Has nothing to do with anybody else. Has everything to do with how Satan is up here in our brains, using our thoughts to tear us apart, and then it naturally flows out to all of
the heart.
Absolutely. So recognizing that, having confidence, faith, and trust in who God has created us to be, then that naturally flows out to love, joy, peace.
So many things can't exist in that mentality, in that self-thought about myself.
Yes.
There's so many things that are eliminated that can't even exist.
That's exactly correct.
You know, so it's a vital piece.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, to Ashley and TJ, thank you for being a part of
this with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for learning something new and a new skill and trade in the world of podcasting.
See, look, you can now go home and be like, we're podcasters.
I'm famous. I'm famous.
Yes.
I'll wait for the checks to start rolling.
They're coming. Wait by the mailbox.
It may be 10 years.
Wait by the mailbox. Hey, well, Chrissy, I'm gonna cue some background music here, but do you want to kind of close us out in prayer and just put a blessing of peace over us
Absolutely.
And all those that are listening?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father God, I thank you so much for this opportunity to share life with TJ and Ashley. God, I thank you so much for this time to share just with our nieces and our girls, and just some time to really just do life together, to have the conversations. Lord, I thank you for the peace and the joy that you are bringing to our families, the unity, the just healing. God, and that's come with so many bumps. It's come with hardships. It comes with some brokenness, God. And we know that with our children and situations that are still unfolding, God, that you give us the ability to pursue our children, to pursue you, to parent even when they're outside of our reaches, to be an influence on our kids, God. Continue to give us the discernment to know when to step in and when to just love from afar. Give us the courage and the boldness to pray with and pray for them, to just be an example for each and every one of us together, to be someone that our kids want to be more like, to love you more, God. For each and every person that is listening, I pray that in whatever season you're in, that God, you just cover with confidence and faith, in knowing that we are amazing and perfectly created in your eyes, God. Give us all the courage to step outside of our boxes, to not be kept and held in a box, to open ourselves up to see the gifts, the skills, and the wonderful things that you have given us, God, individually, uniquely, so that we can further your kingdom. Thank you again so much for this time. Bless our week. Bless our vacation. Continue to bless our conversations and just all of the time that we all have together to grow closer to each other and closer to you. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Well, for each of you listening, it's certainly been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us in this episode. Ashley and TJ, thank you guys again.
Yay.
High five.
Thank you.
Until the next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.